to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. And if I'm telling this, then you know it's Friday's wine review. So, this was something a little different that I pulled out. And I did promise y'all that I was going to go through my shelf because shelf lives on wines vary from time to time. You got a couple of red wines that will only go for 3 to 5 years, and you got some that goes from 5 to 10 years, so on and so forth. So this one that I have today is a Long Street Winery North Coast Winemakers Blend. And this is a blend of different kinds of wines. So they have a shelf life that goes up to 2020 because it's a 2016. So think about that. 2016 is a good 4-year shelf life. Now, mind you, that's the estimate. We're in 2019 right now. I said, look, let me start going through most of my others. If you see the wine in the back, let's go take a pan up. All my wine that's kind of laid out from right there. I have to go through a lot of these to ensure that I get the right wines and go from that. So, we talking about a blend. This is from the California North Coast region. And it is assorted oak barrels. That's what it was aged in. So when I was drinking this, I know I was getting that oaky, woodsy taste on that. But listen to these blends. This is what made this kind of interesting to me. Listen to the blends that's actually in this wine. It has a 61% Syrah, a 22% Merlot, a 14% Petite Syrah, 2% Zinfandel, and 1% Cabernet Sauvignon. Now, I say the 2% and the 1% of those were like, hey, what do you got left over there? Hey, I got some Zinfandel. Hey, pour that in there. Hey, what you got over there? Hey, I got some Cabernet. Yeah, let's pour that in there too. So you see the amount of different kind of wines that's in here. This almost is like a dump of wine. Let me just get everything together and just throw it up there. They pretty much said, hey, we wanted the Zinfandel and the Cabernet to lend a little more spice and put some structure in it. So you do know that the Cabernet does have great structure. That'll take that in there. And you got the Merlots and the Syrahs that's got that fruity taste, but it bounces all over the place. So also the aroma is supposed to be black cherry, blackberry, chocolate, licorice, and cedar. And the black cherry, the blackberry, chocolate, and all of that. And you get a taste of that as well. So this one was really, really interesting to me. And I was like, you know, maybe this was a dump. I wonder how this dump tastes of all of these different wines. And I knew I had to kind of drink this a little soon. So, you know, I grabbed it as a 2016. So let's take it. It's one of my favorite glasses, too. Look at it. I love that. Put it all around. Anyway, I'm playing around. So let's get a whiff of this to get the aromas and see if they're saying it's true, even though I already drunk half. So I do get the slight woodsy taste. If they said it's cedar, I don't go around smelling wood. I may need to do that. So I don't know what an oak and a cedar and a walnut and a pine. Well, I know pine, but I don't know those. But you can smell that woodsy smell in that. Not the licorice. And I do get the black cherry. So you know that black cherry. I always associate black cherry with a black cherry soda. So always keep that in mind. So let's taste it. Let's put our taste together. So I like it. And I did like it when I first tried it. I know I led you up into this, but I like this one because it's smoother. The fruitiness of the black cherries and the blackberries, it's right there. It's not fruitful, but it has that bitterness of that fruit when it's not as sweet yet. And it's just got that and it's not really tannic. It's a lot smoother. The acidity isn't really there either, but it's got a really good smooth structure of all that, especially with having all of these wines together. I think that's why the Syrah is really just pumping out, and I love Petit Syrah. But if you notice, they didn't even have that much. It was a 14%, but you can taste those Syrahs that's inside of there. I'm not getting this Merlot, because Merlot, normally you get a lot more woodsy taste. So if you don't like the wood, you're not getting a lot of it. And that was a big thing for me. So I really felt good on that. But this is a really good tasting winemaker's blend of all of these different wines. So it must be a good science of that for these people to just lay this down and say, put this in this. What did that taste like? It's missing a little something there. Let's add a Petit Syrah. I need a little structure in this. What about a Zinfandel? Yeah, not enough, but let's try a Cabernet to close it out. And it was a pretty good tasting wine. So this is a really good wine. So Long Street Winemaker's Blend. It's a 2016. If you get your hands on it, remember, it's a 4 or 5 year old aging of that wine. So if you grab that and you got these on these little subscription, make sure you drink that immediately and try not to get some of these that age at that point. But anyway, I'm Michael Yabusi, Black Brother. Follow me on Urban Wine Life, on podcasts, Twitter. Go to my IG page where I'll give you some previews of the podcast and things coming up on Bougie Black Bro, B-R-O, Bougie Black Bro. Go to Bougie Black Brother Network on YouTube so you can see what I'm drinking and check out those labels. Let's see. Check out those labels. See that? Going from that Long Street. Yeah. So thank you so much. Good wine. And we'll see you next week on Urban Wine Life. But later.